finance, sport and entertainment. The Jackie News Pod.
I'm Jodie Rowan. Scotland Yard's investigating a robbery in Hatton Garden, the centre of London's diamond industry. It's thought as many as 300 boxes have been raided at a safety deposit business. Crime correspondent Martin Brunt, who's at the scene, says police think heavy cutting gear has been used.
It looks as though this is a place that's been shut over the long Easter weekend. So the robbers have had perhaps several days in which to get in. One report, I'm told, suggested that they used a lift shaft.
A row over GP opening hours in England has broken out on the general election campaign trail. Anna Jones reports from Westminster.
Labour's Andy Burnham claims there are 600 fewer surgeries offering extended hours than in the last Parliament.
People are ringing the surgery in the morning, being told there's nothing available for days.
The Health Secretary says he's wrong.
They don't include the 7.5 million people who have gained access to weekend and evening appointments in the last year alone.
Meanwhile, A&E waiting times are the longest since records began in 2004. Consultant Baz Sen explains
first
why.
There's increasing demand, and the second thing is that we are dealing with the ageing population.
Between January and March, 91.8% of patients were seen within 4 hours. The target's 95.
Police have formally confirmed they won't be taking any action against Jeremy Clarkson. The North Yorkshire Force have been investigating the former Top Gear presenter after he gave one of the show's producers a split lip following a row. Ocean Teeman had already said he didn't want to press charges. One of the two brothers who bombed the Boston Marathon could find out his fate this afternoon. Jocker Saniv admits carrying out the attack, which left 3 people dead and 260 injured, but says he'd been radicalised by his brother, who was killed during the police manhunt for the pair. Senior correspondent David Bowden in Washington says a jury will come to 2 conclusions about Saniv.
The same jury will decide on his guilt today or tomorrow, and then they will move into a second phase where they will decide on a different set of evidence whether or not he should be sent to prison for life or whether he should get the death penalty.
Anyone who had connections to a transgender glamour model found murdered in Fulham is being asked to come forward. 33-year-old Vanessa Santillan was found dead inside a £400,000 first-floor flat in Romney Court just over a week ago. Anyone who was in contact with Miss Santillan in the 48 hours before she died is being asked to come forward. Originally from Mexico, she had a website where she described herself as looking to meet upscale, respectable gentlemen. An army sergeant from Croydon accused of sexually abusing female recruits has denied the charges. 45-year-old Edwin Mee allegedly targeted 11 victims aged between 15 and 25 on military bases. The soldier denies 17 charges, including rape and sexual assault. His trial is due to start tomorrow. The Queen's cousin, the Duke of Kent, remains in hospital after suffering a hip injury. It's understood doctors think he might have dislocated it. The 79-year-old, who suffered a mild stroke in 2013, was admitted for treatment yesterday. Wandsworth is to join volunteers heading down to the River Wandle on Sunday. They'll be getting down and dirty on Trowant Street in the river clean-up, which begins at 11 a.m. Last year, the team found a motorbike, a sofa, 2 washing machines, a wood-burning stove and 50 bags of other rubbish. The Wandle Trust provides waders, protective gloves and first aid facilities, but asks people to bring their own wellies and old clothes. Much of the country has been basked in sunshine today, with forecasters predicting more good weather up until the weekend. Temperatures are expected to have got up to 19 degrees Celsius in some areas, 8 degrees higher than the UK's average for April. The warmest places today were in mid to south Wales.
The Jackie News Pod. Finance.
I'm Claire Linstead. It looks like two of the world's biggest parcel delivery firms will merge. TNT Express has backed an offer from American rival FedEx worth £3.3 billion. TNT has 8,500 staff in the UK. Britain's banks are returning to health, according to a report by accountants KPMG. They show combined pre-tax profits rose 62% in 2014, compared with the year before, at 5 of the UK's biggest banks: Barclays, HSBC, Lloyds, RBS and Standard Chartered. 30% of spending on credit and debit cards in January was done online. New figures from the UK Cards Association show people who were also splashing out twice as much on average on the internet as they did in store. Samsung says it expects the launch of its latest Galaxy smartphone to boost the company's falling revenues. It's announced estimated earnings for the first quarter of this year of £3.6 billion. That's down 30% on a year ago. The new S6 is due to launch this week.
Jackie News Pod. Sport.
I'm Rod Bradbury. Manchester City manager Manuel Pellegrini says he's not concerned about his job security, even though his side's chances of retaining the Premier League title now look extremely slim. The champions lost 2-1 at Crystal Palace last night, leaving them 9 points behind leaders Chelsea. The speculation Pellegrini could be replaced in the summer. Meanwhile, Aston Villa manager Tim Sherwood says tonight's match against fellow strugglers QPR is the biggest game of the season for his club. And Tiger Woods believes his form is finally at a point where he can win a golf tournament again. The American will make his comeback at this week's Masters, the first major of the season. Woods has only played in two events this year after taking time off to work on his game.
The Jackie News Pod. Entertainment.
I'm Debbie Russ. Lulu says her heart goes out to Zayn from One Direction. The singer, who started as a teen star back in the 60s, says schedules are inhumane when you're in a popular band and added that life can be extremely lonely. Lulu's releasing her new album called Making Life Rhyme next week, her first in 10 years. It's rumoured there could be a Downton Abbey crossover with Julian Fellowes' new show, The Gilded Age. The series follows millionaires living in New York during the 1880s, and Fellowes says we could see a teenage Robert Grantham or a young Violet who's played in Downton by Maggie Smith. Downton Abbey will end this Christmas after 6 series. Doctor Who will be on TV for at least the next 5 years. The show's producer, Stephen Moffat, says he expects the sci-fi programme to do a minimum of 15 years. Moffat added that the most difficult thing about keeping such a long-running franchise going is trying to find new actors. And Anton Deck says Britain's Got Talent still manages to surprise them after 9 years. The duo say they never know what's coming next, as the British public still manages to be weird and wonderful. They reckon some of the strangest acts this year include a dog that hypnotises people and a little girl who does martial arts with a samurai sword.
The Jackie News Pod.
And that's it from us today. Join us tomorrow for more news, finance, sport and entertainment.